Mackey Van Shelton. Wear my ring around your neck. It is now 48 degrees at WRCO-FM in Richland Center at 7 o'clock. The news is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff, Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads, and Southwest Tech in Fenimore. This is where you belong.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer flying home early from a meeting of European leaders in Ukraine following an attack at a synagogue in the city of Manchester. Police say four people were injured after someone drove a car into a crowd, stabbed at least one man as well. It happened on Yom Kippur. The attacker shot by police. The mayor of Greater Manchester says the immediate danger appears to be over. The government is still shut down. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio is in Washington.
With no end in sight to the government shutdown, the Trump administration is warning it could begin firing federal workers as soon as today. The shutdown could leave more than 750,000 federal employees furloughed and more than 2 million military service members without a paycheck.
An Idaho judge is blocking the release of some graphic photos taken by investigators after Brian Kohberger killed four University of Idaho students in 2022. The judge said other documents will be released. This is ABC News. The first American-born Pope asked about a Chicago Cardinal awarding Illinois Senator Dick Durbin a Lifetime Achievement Award, even though Durbin is a defender of women's reproductive rights. The Pope saying,
"Someone who says I'm against abortion but says I'm in favor of the death penalty is not really pro-life."
And says ABC's Victor Okendo,
"In making his point, he then took aim at U.S. immigration policy.
Someone who says that I'm against abortion but I'm in agreement with the inhuman treatment of immigrants who are in the United States. I don't know if that's pro-life."
The Pope not mentioning President Trump or the administration by name, but White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt responded, saying this.
"This administration is trying to enforce our nation's laws in the most humane way possible."
The Trump administration announcing this week that ICE troops will be at the Super Bowl, including during Puerto Rican-born Bad Bunny's halftime show. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more at swtc.edu.
Napa Auto and Truck Parts has big deals on the products you use the most. Right now, get your 11-ounce can of Freol Deep Penetrating Oil for just $9.99. It's the best way to break through rust and grime. And when it comes to cleaning, their powerful purple power cleaner starts at just $4.49 each. Keep your engine in top condition with Seafoam starting at $8.99 each. It's all here and it's all on sale. Your local Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel has the parts and fluids you need to keep your vehicles running their best. Hurry in today.
4 minutes after 7. Good morning, kids. How's everybody doing today? Thursday, October 2nd. We have a word for you to text in to be a part of the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest. Your chance at maybe some jewelry or $200 in cash. Who couldn't use that? Or a pair of tickets for an upcoming game between a Green Bay team and a Minnesota team. Yes. Anyway, we have the hour's word for you right now for Thursday, October 2nd. It is zone.
Z-O-N-E. Zone. There you go. Don't zone out. Get that texted in for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest here on WRCO. Download the Civic Media app, find WRCO, and use the text button. Or you can simply do that, 608-647-4155. Text it to that number. Thanks for being a part of it. And again, it all wraps up on Friday. Customer Appreciation Days at Oakwood Fruit Farm are happening this Friday through Sunday. Come enjoy a variety of apples for eating or baking, fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, pumpkins, and a bakery stock with apples, cider, donuts, turnovers, and take-and-bake pies. Every Tuesday, you get 10% off all apple purchases. The Oakwood Fruit Farm team thanks you for your support, and they invite you to celebrate with them during Customer Appreciation Days. They're open 7 days a week, 9 to 5. Just follow the sign south of Ithaca and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's. Kelly, Diane, or Claire will be more than happy to serve you. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is closed Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, open Wednesday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Welcome. When you walk into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, here's what you'll find. Comfy chairs, cozy sofas, mattresses so nice you'll want to take a nap right in the store. Don't worry, we don't judge. Durable everyday pieces and updated designs just for you. You'll find trusted brands, personalized service, and small town care you can count on. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center, where comfort meets community.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
A high in the low 80s today. It'll be a little bit breezy at times, 5 to 10 miles per hour with the wind out of the southeast. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy and mild, a low of 59. Friday, 88 with record heat possible and near 90 again on Saturday. Right now, the air is calm following the midnight reading of 60 on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. We're at our overnight low. It is 48 degrees today, Thursday, October 2nd. Thanks for joining us here on WRCO.
Daddy worked like a mule mining Pike County coal. He messed up his back and couldn't work anymore. He said, one of these days you'll get out of these hills. Keep your nose on the grindstone, out of the pills. See, the ways of this world will just bring you to tears. Keep the Lord in your heart and you'll have nothing to fear. Live the best that you can and don't lie and don't steal. Keep your nose on the grindstone, out of the pills. Can't catch a break. There's too much in this world that I can't seem to shake. But I remember your words, Lord, they bring me to chills. Keep your nose on the grindstone, out of the pills. Time alone cannot heal. Keep your nose on the grindstone, out of the pills. Daddy, I've been trying, I just can't catch a break. There's too your words, Lord, they bring me to chills. Keep your nose on the grindstone, out of the pills. Keep your nose on the grindstone.
Tyler Childers on WRCO. Good morning. 10 minutes now after the hour of 7 o'clock. We'll get some quality time with Hank Bray in a few minutes. And we'll be on our way with some birthdays and anniversaries as well in a few. This is Kane Brown on FM 100.9.
You and I had this off and on so long. You've been here, then you've been gone. So many times, and every night, yeah, I'm always bumping into you. We do the same things we used to. It's your place or it's mine. So shots of whiskey, are you on your way? We're tipsy, baby, come kiss me. I can't wait, I can't wait. Mississippi 2, Mississippi 3, in the morning we'll be on our way. So tipsy, can't stop kissing. I can't wait forever. Every time I'm at this bar, tap on the shoulder, turn around, and baby, there you are. And it's fire, you like this bourbon, 100 proof. Yeah, they don't burn the way you do. Yeah, we're better in the dark. So, oh, 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 realize we're through with the lonely drunk and deja vu. Oh, 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 5 minutes out of downtown. Ain't nothing but a countdown. 1, Mississippi, 2, Mississippi, 3, shots of whiskey, are you? Kiss me, I can't wait, I can't wait. Mississippi 2, Mississippi 3, in the morning we'll be on our way. So tipsy, can't stop kissing, I can't wait, I can't wait.
Understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he might blow. up and kill this man. You can tell your mom I moved to Arkansas. You can tell your dog to bite my leg. Or tell your brother Cliff, whose fist can tell me live. He never really liked me anyway. Or tell your Aunt Louise, tell anything you please. The self already knows I'm not okay. Or you can tell my eyes, watch out for my mind. It might be walking out on me today. Don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart. I just don't think it understands. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he might blow up and kill this man. I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he mightn't blow up and kill this man.
Billy Ray Cyrus on WRCO Radio. Hank Ray Bray is going to join us here in just a little bit here from Thursday morning on WRCO Radio. The Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest continues. And again, this hour's word to text in is ZONE, Z-O-N-E. Get that done before the 8 o'clock hour today.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Your table's ready for a full helping of country and community.
Fire up the grill and fill the fridge with big savings from Richland Locker Company. Right now, get Angus Top Sirloin for just $8.98 a pound. Perfectly tender, perfectly delicious. Or stock up on deli favorites. Honey ham, only $6.48 a pound. And Baby Swiss, just $6.48 a pound. From the grill to the table, nobody does flavor like Richland Locker Company. Stop in today and taste the savings.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
The countdown is on for the Hub City Diesel Truck Challenge coming to the Richland County Fairgrounds Friday and Saturday, October 10th and 11th. Friday's schedule features the Diesel Challenge class on the dyno from noon to 9 p.m., truck and tractor pulls at 6 p.m., the Friday Night Lights truck meetup from 4 to 10 p.m., and live music by Sean Shell from 9 to 11 p.m. in the Pitts Entertainment Tent. Saturday keeps the entertainment rolling with the Show and Shine at 10 a.m., ATV and Dirt Bike Greg's at 11, Fan Dyno and Burnout Road noon to 5 p.m., and the Diesel Truck Challenge plus vehicle dirt drags at 3 p.m. Everything happens at the Richland County Fairgrounds October 10th and 11th.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Things to celebrate and recognize today, Yom Kippur Day. Some of holidays around the nation, around the world as well to recognize. It's National Produce Misting Day, and it's World Farmed Animals Day as well. It is also Name Your Car Day. I don't know if I've ever actually done that with the Vibe. The Vibe's name probably should be Philip, though, I would think. It's Bring Your Bible to School Day, Guardian Angels, and Audiophile Day as well. For those of us who enjoy their own home stereo gear, quadraphonic sound, 8-track tape, just all of the latest features I have at home. And it's World No Alcohol Day today. So, all right, Hank's got to get on the wagon here for one day anyway. Yes, we'll see what's going on in just a moment here.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscatine, or call 739-3171 to learn more. Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Law Group. You know what I hate about lawyers? Billable hours. Sure seems like with billable hours, everything takes too long, costs too much, and no one has any idea what it's going to cost. That's why we charge simple, flat fee rates for our estate planning, real estate, and probate services. After we meet and talk, you'll get a flat fee price for the services you choose. I hate billable hours, but I love making our clients happy. Wilkinson Law Group, estate planning, real estate services, and good honest advice. More info at wilkinsonlawgroup.com.
Life changes, then it changes again. At Edward Jones, we believe that when it comes to your financial goals, you can predict the unexpected, but you can prepare. Challenges such as job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Hi, I'm Kevin Bartles, an Edward Jones financial advisor. Let's work together to help you make sure you're ready for life's ups and downs. Call us at 608-647-8889 to get started. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Physical therapists at the Richland Hospital and Clinics just completed advanced training in concussion management, aligning with the latest evidence-based guidelines. Turns out, rest isn't the only answer anymore. Experts now recommend a gradual return to activity after 72 hours post-injury. Trust the physical therapists at the Richland Hospital and Clinics to help with your recovery care.
It's Thursday's Roundup, proudly brought to you by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, where flowers say I love you, or at least I panic at the last minute. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, keeping things steady while the rest of us chase squirrels. Today's show is packed with more energy than a toddler after three juice boxes, a couple of world records you didn't even know existed, and the chance to learn, well, absolutely nothing useful. And of course, don't miss Hank's Love Lines, where romance meets reality. Remember, folks, Hank says if she steals your hoodie, that's true love. But if she steals your fries, you better run. Tune in, laugh a little, and let Thursday's Roundup make your day just weird enough to be wonderful.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in rawhide.
Oh, boy.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, boy.
Hank. Skip a rock in the pond there, would you?
I will. Thanks.
Opie.
Thanks, Andy.
I got to get rid of this pickle taste.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, boy.
The kerosene pickles.
More backlash everywhere we go, man.
Everywhere.
Yep. What do you do?
Yeah, you and I were out visiting people yesterday, and not one person said, Henry, you were right.
Nope.
Not one person.
There was not one person in your corner
so
yesterday.
So I've come back around to this quiz.
Have you?
Yeah. Do you still have the quiz?
I don't know. I think I may have tossed it because I didn't think there was any more hope.
Well, it's not 100 then.
Oh, well, it's probably in that wastebasket if you want to start.
No, I'm going to dump. I dumped it.
Oh, did you dump
it?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Still no 100.
What do you do? I don't know. But somebody called earlier this morning and they're like, yeah, that's just like a referee to making a decision.
It wasn't Brian Alvin, was it?
No.
Because he's a referee too. It wasn't Kenny Thede, was it?
No. Just like a referee to make a decision, you know, and don't matter what you say, you know, and I appeal to the WIA, and they're going to back the referee every time.
So. Thanks. They even have video of it, don't they?
Yeah, they probably do.
He clearly hit him in the head. We're still backing the ref on
this. Yeah, exactly. What do you do?
What do you do?
Mm. Oh, well.
So, but anyway, what can you do? What can you do?
I don't know. I just got to move on. And, you know, hopefully it makes me a stronger person.
Let's look ahead.
Okay? Yes.
Ron Fruit once told me this. He goes, there's a reason that the windshield in front of you is bigger than the rearview mirror that you look back at. So the windshield's bigger, so we look forward. The little view rear mirror looks backwards.
Oh.
Just look forward.
Just look forward.
Look forward to next Tuesday.
Huh. Okay.
See, my goal is to keep you out of the fridge for a year.
I know. Well, it's been since July, so your streak continues.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome, buddy. But you did very well on that quiz. Well,
I know. That's what I wanted to.
Did Kenny Thede give you the sheet of all the local schools that were consolidated?
He did.
Is that not the neatest thing?
That is really cool.
It's really, really neat.
Right.
I tell
you
what, him and his research stuff, I tell you what, he's amazing at that stuff.
There are so many schools that are no longer.
Yes.
And the list he gave me, it was interesting because of the list, we're talking the smaller schools from, you know, the smaller conferences.
Like Lime Ridge.
Right. All of those. But Ithaca and Highland, I think, are about the only ones that are still left that were back then mascots, and they still have the same mascot today.
Oh, was the Hornets?
Richland Center's always been the Hornets.
Oh, they have.
I know. But there was a little conflict, too. So I got some information for the Ithaca Fair this weekend, and there was a class that sent us a note that said they were the class that named the Bulldogs, and it was somewhere in the 50s. And I don't want to say anybody's wrong because I wasn't there.
Right.
I have no idea. But Ithaca was the Bulldogs long before the early 50s, as far as I know.
Well, I don't know that.
And Ken's list said they were, so I was going by that. But maybe they named the Bulldog. They gave him the name like Phil or something like that. I don't know, but they were the Bulldogs before 1950 or 52.
Bad knee, Phil.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or pickles.
Pickles.
Maybe they call them pickles.
Kerosene pickles.
Yeah.
You're just going to bring this up all the time.
Yeah, well, what do you do?
It's tough. Yeah, you and I went out yesterday, and it was like, you're wrong, Henry. Phil's right. Let him hang it.
Yeah.
Hang it.
Hang it on the fridge.
Nope. Not happening, buddy. You don't have the quiz, so we can't do it. Unless you want to do it again. Do you want to do the quiz again?
I'd probably get more wrong.
I'm hoping.
Yeah, I probably would.
So, anyway.
What's up today?
Most hugs given in 24 hours by an individual.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a record I could try to set.
Yeah, 7,777.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think your arms get tired after a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's not a pen.
Huh?
That was some Smarties. I was trying to find a pen. Where'd all your pens go?
You know what? That's interesting because it's National Smarties Day.
Well, you know
see
what?
That?
There you go.
That was probably from last National Smarties Day. Somebody probably brought them in for us. Thank you. Found that over in the corner. We need to clean more.
Just roll the lint off.
The original Smarties.
The original Smarties.
Maybe if I have a couple, I'll be smarter today then.
You need to eat the whole thing.
Well, probably.
Or maybe me with the kerosene pickles.
Yep, there you go.
So, but anyway, no. Most cupcakes iced in an hour.
Mm.
1,080. Set by Christy Edson. No, I'm just kidding.
and Kenny, the wannabe baker, was eating them.
Yeah,
he was eating them just as fast.
Yeah, just eating them as fast as you could throw them in.
Yep.
Yeah. Most T-shirts signed in an hour.
Oh.
1,068. You could beat that.
Garth Brooks, probably.
Yeah. P-knee.
They say that's one of the things that put Garth over the top was the fact that not only was he obviously a good songwriter and musician and singer, but when those, like, fanfare in Nashville, he would just sign for 24 hours straight, you know. And
seriously?
Yeah, a lot of things like that that he, you know, he went to college for marketing, so right. He was pretty shrewd that way, but I guess he was very willing to spend time with his fans and things.
He probably needed that.
Yeah. Other artists and groups, they kind of forget where they came from sometime, mm-hmm. and, you know, they don't do those kind of things.
Yeah, that's why we're so appreciative.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah. I mean, you'd sign anybody's shirt if you...
Never had that happen.
No?
So. Oh, okay. No. Huh. Hey, today is Thursday's Love Line, Southern Love Line.
Oh, that's right. Southern Love Line by Hank Bray.
Yeah, yeah. Today, October 2nd. If loving you was a county fair, I'd buy the season pass.
Oh! Oh, boy.
Yep. Doesn't get any better next week.
I bet you that would be, you know, real successful these days.
You think so?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
There's all kind of them that I have ready to go. I'm good through January 1st.
Really?
Yep.
You worked that far ahead.
Yep.
The only thing I
worked ahead on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Some of your high school lady classmates probably heard them all back in the 80s.
No.
Exactly.
No.
You want to help me milk? That was mine. You want to help do chores?
What'd they say?
Usually no.
Oh. Mm-hmm. You know right where they stood.
Unless they want to get out of their own chores, maybe. Mm. You know, that'd be the only hope I had.
Mm. Or, did you ever go to a lady's house and you had to do their chores for them?
I think maybe a couple of times, but usually I had to get home for my own.
Because you were trying to impress her parents.
That was never going to happen.
As soon as she had come, I'm dating Phil. No. Didn't even let the last name come out.
No, exactly.
Phil, no.
Because I think I was the only Phil,
yeah.
You know, in the student body.
Poor so, Phil.
Yeah.
Poor Phil.
What do you do?
You were just beat, wasn't you?
What
just
do you
beat,
do?
Up, beat up
be,
all
yeah,
life.
Exactly.
Yeah. But June raised you up.
She did.
Sort
absolutely.
Of.
She's still trying to raise me.
I know. She says she has more kids in the house than people know.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway.
What do? You got to be young at heart. You got to be youthful.
Hey, most people simultaneously bouncing basketballs.
Oh.
7,556.
Can you imagine the noise that
goodness.
Makes? Because
Laura Sogleby would be saying, get out.
Because all it takes is like two or three, you know, you're standing in the gym after a game trying to talk and you hear bam, bam, bam. You know, it's really. Yeah,
it's very annoying.
Yeah. So you put that many, man, that'd be a sound.
But the crowd noise during a basketball game really levels that basketball out, you know.
Sure.
So.
That's only one bouncing, though,
usually, unless
it's warm-ups.
Right. But you don't really hear them that much. But basketball season's right around the corner.
Oh, boy. Yes, it is.
Less than a month for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the fall sports season's winding down.
Real fast. Was this week six?
This is the seventh week of football.
Seven, eight. Yeah, it is week seven.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Where are you going to cheat the kids on? Oh, you're going to Richland Center?
Yeah, I'll be at Richland Center's homecoming game.
And then Ithaca on Saturday?
Yep.
Good for you.
Riverdale for volleyball tonight.
Yes. You're all over that place, aren't
mm-hmm.
you? Who do they play tonight? Basketball?
Cuba City.
Okay.
In volleyball.
Okay. Well, and then Riverdale has basketball tomorrow night for homecoming?
For football, yes.
And then Ithaca has Iowa Grant on Saturday?
No, Royal.
Royal. That's why do I keep saying Iowa Grant?
I don't know.
Royal. That should be a good ball game.
2:30. Yeah, I think it will be a real good game.
Yeah. And Richland Center has
Dodgeville.
Good, another good ball game.
I think that'll be a good matchup.
Yeah, it would be a good matchup. So the battle of the oranges.
Right, exactly.
So
yeah, there are times when they're similar, especially like in volleyball. You have to look, okay, which team is which here? There's a lot of orange out there.
Right. So yeah, I wish. Hey, that's Richland Center. Touchdown, Richland Center.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully, I don't get the wrong school.
Yeah, you won't get the wrong.
No, I won't.
Line,
you know, no.
Unless I was there.
I've been at it for a few years.
How many times have I told you, that's who this guy is wrestling? No, it's not. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And then you go.
I'm not always right.
No, you're right. You're right on that. I'm never right in wrestling.
The thing with wrestling, though, is they switch their singlets.
Some do every match. Every match.
But then for championship match, so you just get it down to like, okay, they've got an emblem on their back. And then the next match, you're like, wait a minute. They need to have an emblem. No, who is that?
Who?
Oh. And so it's very confusing.
We need to have like a list of their uniforms.
No. I've said for years, they'll never do this because I've been saying this for 50 years. We need to have numbers on the singlets.
Yes.
For a program.
Yes.
They'd make it a lot easier for fans and for poor old announcers.
Yes. But. Especially for poor old announcers who have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. You and I.
Yes. Yes, yeah, 100%. Well, buddy, I hope you have a great day.
And, have a good one.
We may have a special guest tomorrow, just maybe.
Maybe, on the roundup?
Yep.
Huh, how much do we have to pay him?
I don't know.
Maybe some apples or something?
Or some corn, something like that.
Some corn?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll pick some field corn on the way in.
All right.
He needs to feed his squirrels.
Special surprise guest tomorrow.
We hope.
It could be a memorable broadcast. It could be a memorable flop. You never know.
Whatever it is, it's going to be memorable.
Have a good one.
You too, buddy. Yep. Be kind.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, we help you live life to the fullest. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour and see why Schmidt Woodland Hills feels like home.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
No one ever plans to give the wrong gift. It's just that finding the right gift can be very hard. The key to finding the right gift is finding the right place to shop. Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Added Touch has so much more than fresh flowers. They have over 15 flavors of wine. From Eagle's Landing to Three Lakes, there's nothing better than to treat your special person than to flowers, candy bouquets, and wine from Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center. 647-2319 or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
At Cardinal Glass CG, they believe a great job should come with great benefits. That's why they offer competitive wages, a 401k with monthly profit sharing, and career growth opportunities. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with both 8 and 12-hour shifts available. Night and weekend shifts even come with premium pay. If you're ready to start a career where hard work pays off, visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
1919, on this day, President Woodrow Wilson had a serious stroke at the White House that left him paralyzed on his left side. Other moments from history in the history books today. 1967, Thurgood Marshall joined the U.S. Supreme Court as its first black justice. He would serve on the bench for 24 years until retiring in 1991. And in 2016, Hall of Fame broadcaster Vin Scully signed off for the last time, ending 67 years behind the mic for the Dodgers as he called a 7-1 loss to the Giants in San Francisco. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For years, you've relied on The Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at The Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at The Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday wishes going out to these fine folks in our community. We begin with a wish for Walter Gust from Five Points Lutheran Church to Jack Kinney. Happy 23rd. Thanks for being one of my best friends for the last 4 years and counting. Good luck on your special day today. Jack, happy birthday wishes today from Heath and all your buddies. Wishes to Jamie Bruckner from Grant, Gabby, Jacob, Logan, Snowball, Mooney, and Nico. And to Jamie Bruckner, have a great day from all the family and friends, from Marge, Bill, Nick, Carla, Savannah, Caden, Brittany, Ashley, Parker, and Rita. To Lee Baru from 18101. Troy Connor, happy birthday. We hope you have an awesome day. Love Mom, Dad, Tracy, Sebastian, Trent, Darcy, Tanya, Jim, and the families. Today from the Bloom City Town Crier, we salute Diane Brown, Elizabeth Hayes, and Stephanie Pop. To Troy Connor from Little Willow Birthday Club, wishes today to Mildred Rote from Schmidtwillen Hills, residents and staff. To Millie Rote from Shell Station Coffee Clutchers as well. Hoping that you have a dynamite day. Also checking the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions today. Happy birthday, Bobby Annan. To Billy Barr, Ethan Barr, Gary Ewing, Sandra Jennings, Jackson Kinney, Michael Martin, John Melby, and Jeff Nondorf. Happy birthday, Diane Brown, from Richland Center Free Methodist Church. And from the RC Lions, today we select some birthdays to wish you the best. Let's see. We have a happy birthday for Eric Dutton, Jamie Bruckner, Susan Huth, Merrill Brunson, and happy anniversary, Todd and Janelle Gruber.
Did you just hear your loved one's name on the birthday and anniversary list? Or maybe it was your name on that list and you want to spoil yourself today. This is Jamie at J.G. Walsh Jewelers, and I'm in the business of making birthdays and anniversaries just a little bit better. Besides our regular inventory of awesome and up-to-date jewelry and gifts that we're known for, don't forget our really cool collection of estate jewelry for sale. Whether you want an antique piece that might be a Victorian or Art Deco, or you'd like mid-century groovy jewelry. Maybe you just like modern jewelry that's pre-owned. Hundreds of pieces that we have either restored, repolished, or repurposed for your unique taste. And if you have old jewelry you don't want, we buy jewelry every day. Gold tested with X-ray and cash paid. J.G. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. Always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sextonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay it forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
In the green and gold texto and multi-state contest, this hour's word is zone, Z-O-N-E. Later on today in sports, we'll be talking about some of the upcoming events. This weekend's Ithaca Fair will induct another member into the Ithaca Athletic Hall of Fame, John Jones. And we'll have some comments from him during our 810 sports report today. Also a little later on today, Senator Sarah Kieski will be our guest in studio for the morning show. Thanks for tuning in today.
When we dance together, my world's in disguise. It's a fairyland tale that's come true. And when you look at me with those stars in your eyes, I could waltz across Texas with you. Across Texas with you in my arms, waltz across Texas with you, like a storybook ending, I'm lost in your charms, and I could waltz across Texas with you. Oh, buddy, now and Leon, my heartaches and troubles are just up and gone. the moment that you come in view. And with your hand in mine, dear, I could dance on and on, and I could waltz across Texas with you. Waltz across Texas with you in my arms. Waltz across Texas with you. Like a storybook ending, I'm lost in your charms, and I could waltz across Texas with you.
Ernest Tubb and the Texas Troubadours on WRCO. This is Phil Nee wishing you the best. Have a great Thursday.
We're in Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are hiring. We're looking for a part-time sales and delivery associate to join our team. You'll help with deliveries, assembly, sales, and showroom setup. You must be 18 or older with a valid driver's license and ready to work as a team. Apply today at Court and Main Furniture at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center or call 608-475-6090.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is 48 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and the Philbeck family of dealerships. Partly cloudy to sunny and warm today, a high of 82. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and mild with a low of 59. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm and we're at our morning low of 48 degrees.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Grand County Sheriff's Office is currently investigating a death in the village of Montfort. During the early morning hours yesterday, the Grant County Dispatch Center received a 911 call from a residence on West Main Street in the village of Montfort, reporting a subject there with a gunshot wound. A sheriff's deputy was nearby and arrived on scene in approximately 3 minutes and located the subject deceased inside the residence. Assistance was requested from the Wisconsin State Crime Laboratory's Crime Scene Response Team to assist with processing the scene. Investigators, along with the Grant County Coroner, worked throughout the day and are continuing the investigation into this incident. No identifying information of the decedent is being released at this time, pending notification of family. There is no immediate danger to the public. To maintain the integrity of the investigation, the Sheriff's Office will not be releasing additional details at this time. The investigation into the incident is ongoing, and additional information will be released as it becomes available. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Grant County Sheriff's Office at 608-723-2157 or Grant County Crime Stoppers at 1-800-789-6600. A second judge has entered the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court. Conservative Appeals Court Judge Maria Lazar announced her candidacy on Wednesday in a 4-minute long video in which she said, "We need to draw a line in the sand and stop the destruction of our courts, especially our state Supreme Court." The only other announced candidate for the open Supreme Court seat is Liberal Appeals Judge and former Democratic state lawmaker Chris Taylor, who Lazar referred to but did not name. Voters go to the polls next April to elect a successor to Justice Rebecca Bradley, who decided against seeking another 10-year term. The court currently has a 4-3 liberal majority. A three-vehicle crash resulted in injuries. Sunday morning at approximately 10:45, the Vernon County Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center received a report of a motor vehicle crash resulting in serious injuries. The crash occurred on State Highway 27 near the intersection of Erickson Road between the village of Cashton and city of Westby in the town of Christiana. Terry Lee Erickson, 61, of rural Westby, was operating a vehicle attached to a single-axle utility trailer traveling south. Erickson was stopped at a private driveway signaling a left turn, waiting for northbound traffic to clear. Suzanne Kathleen Bassett, 54, of La Crosse, was operating a vehicle also traveling south behind the Erickson vehicle. While reducing her speed, Bassett was alert to a southbound semi-truck quickly approaching from the rear. Bassett took evasive action by steering right to avoid a collision. The semi-truck driven by Peyton Charles Dosh, 17, of Mauston. Dosh attempted to stop, and the semi began to jackknife. The semi-truck, the utility trailer, detaching it from the Erickson vehicle. The semi-truck also struck a northbound vehicle driven by John Richard Sharp, 68, of Richland Center. Peyton Dosh was ejected, sustained serious injuries, and was flown to Mayo Clinic Health System in Rochester, Minnesota, by Gunderson Air. John Sharp was extricated from his vehicle by the Westby Christiana Fire Department and transported to Gunderson Health System Amplify in La Crosse by Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance. Suzanne Bassett was not injured. Another alert motorist, Justin Dean Clark, 38, of rural Ontario, was traveling north behind the Sharp vehicle and took evasive action by maneuvering to the right. The Clark vehicle left the roadway and came to rest in a field along the east side of the roadway. Neither Clark nor his passengers, a 36-year-old female and two children, were injured. Assisting the Sheriff's Office were the Westby Police Department, Westby Christiana Fire Department, Westby Emergency Medical Responders, Monroe County Communications, Wisconsin State Patrol Technical Reconstruction Unit, Wisconsin State Patrol Motor Carrier Inspectors, Rochester Police Department, and Vernon County Emergency Management. The Cashton Fire Department also assisted with traffic control due to the highway being closed for several hours. Reedsburg Area Medical Center has been recognized as one of the cleanest hospitals in the United States by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. As reported by Becker's Hospital Review, the recognition is based on patient survey results collected by CMS that measure how patients feel about the cleanliness of the hospital's rooms and common areas. RAMC credits this achievement to its environmental services team and all employees who help maintain high standards of cleanliness. Keeping a hospital clean goes beyond appearance. It plays a vital role in preventing infections, supporting recovery, and creating a positive experience for patients and families. The registration for entries to the 2025 Canyon of Lights Parade as part of Center Colorfest is open. The parade will step off Saturday at 7. The theme for the parade this year is Harvest Hoedown. Parade entries are still being accepted. Participants, whether a civic organization, business, classic car, truck, or tractor, can register by emailing marty.richards@richlandcenterwi.gov or by calling 608-630-2452. Ithaca Schools is celebrating homecoming this week with various activities, including dress-up days. The big annual event during homecoming week is the annual school fair. Houston Bolin is a senior at Ithaca High School and an organizer of the event.
The theme for this year's fair is going to be Wild West, and as the 103rd school fair, it's a pretty big deal, as we're one of the oldest fairs in the state.
Before the fair gets underway on Saturday, there is something new Friday night.
Friday night, we have the family fun night from 5 to 8. So usually there is an alumni volleyball game. That's been every year, but now it's co-ed. We also have the bags tournament, which is going to be $10 a team, and there's going to be prizes awarded to the winners. And carnival games is going to be hosted by the middle school student council Friday night as well.
Saturday's events begin in the morning with Bulldog Block Challenge Run Walk at 7. The Music Boosters Breakfast will be held in the community gym from 7 until 9. The livestock show and viewing of gym exhibits begin at 8. The Music Boosters will be serving pork sandwiches. We'll have a potato bar and a pie dessert silent auction all starting at 9. The Little Britches Show will be at 9:30 and the parade will step off at 10:30. The Kinchy's Pedal Pull will be at 1. Mascot races will be at 1:30 and the Hall of Fame ceremony will be held at 2. Saturday afternoon's homecoming football game will kick off at 2:30 and will feature Ithaca versus Royal.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Thursday, October 2nd. Georgine Hausner, age 85, died September 22nd. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Spring Green with burial to follow. Friends may call at the church this morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Feel free to wear your Green Bay Packer or Wisconsin Badger sporting apparel to the visitation. Memorials may be made to the Community Food Pantry of Spring Green, St. John's Catholic School in Spring Green, Sauk County Right to Life, Wisconsin Right to Life, and Breast Cancer Research. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family of Georgine Hausner, age 85. Sharon Walker, 88, of Lafarge, died Sunday at the Northland Nursing Home. Funeral services will be held at 11 this morning at the Lafarge Free Methodist Church. Burial will be at the Bear Creek Cemetery. Friends may call at the church this morning from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Lafarge Free Methodist Church, Lafarge Ambulance, or the Lafarge Senior Citizen Meal Site. The Vasatag Funeral Home and Crematory in Lafarge is serving the family of Sharon Walker, 88, of Lafarge. Jeffrey Carl Lorish, 43, of Madison, died August 15th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at noon at Club Lamarck in Madison. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service assisted the family of Jeffrey Carl Lorish, 43, of Madison. Roger McCulloch, 92, of Blue River, formerly of Steuben, died Wednesday. A funeral service will be held Monday at 11 at the Blue River United Methodist Church. Burial will follow at Gaze Mills Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Roger McCulloch, 92, of Blue River, formerly of Steuben. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel, died September 24th at Boscobel Care and Rehab. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel. Dwayne C. Freilich, age 83, died Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in St. Paul Lutheran Cemetery near Hill Point. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Dwayne C. Freilich, age 83. Donna Nicholson, 88, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Funeral Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 4 until 6, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Donna Nicholson, 88, of Richland Center. Ron Daly, 80, of Blue River, died Sunday at Soldiers Grove Nursing Home in Soldiers Grove. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Ron Daly, 80 of Blue River. Robert A. Bob Williams, 87 of Richland Center, formerly of Skokie, Illinois, died Monday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, October 11th at 11 o'clock at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday, October 11th, from 10 until the time of service at 11. Robert A. Bob Williams, 87 of Richland Center, formerly of Skokie, Illinois.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO-FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building. It's 49 degrees at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Greater Manchester, England now say at least two people were killed and three others are in serious condition in a car ramming and stabbing outside a synagogue. Esther Aronson was one of those at the synagogue on this Yom Kippur.
Being an auspicious high holy day, with all fasted since 6:30 last night, you want to feel secure, you want to be able to go to places and feel that you can just walk around.
The police shot the suspect, it's believed, killing him. The king and queen, told of the attack today, said they were deeply shocked and saddened on such a significant day for the Jewish community. Israeli Navy forces have boarded most of the vessels manned by activists bringing supplies to Gaza. Those on board taken to Israel, it's believed to be deported. Hamas still considering its response to the 20-point peace proposal put forth by the U.S. The federal government still